Welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into education in Mid-Missouri. I'm Sarah Kellogg. The University of Missouri System approved a list of qualifications it is looking for in the next UM System President during the Board of Curators meeting last Thursday in Rolla. To create this list, the Presidential Search Committee held four listening sessions with the public at each of the UM System's campuses. KBIA's Nick Kompel attended the session in Columbia on April 6th and has more on what the public is looking for in the next System President.
The University of Missouri is searching for a new System President for the first time since 2011. MU's Associate Vice President Kelly Stuck says this time the selection process is more transparent than it has been in the past.
What we will be doing over the next couple of weeks and what you're participating in today is to identify what are the qualifications that we are seeking in the next president of the university.
In the past, the only people involved in the presidential search were members of the search committee and the university's board of curators. Stuck says this year, community members get a chance to voice their opinion and participate in discussion of who the next system president should be in an open forum. The listening session discussions are led by presidential search committee co-chairs Jim Whitaker and Cheryl Walker.
My name is Jim Whitaker, and this is Cheryl Walker, and we welcome you to this session this morning. We certainly appreciate and value very much your feedback and suggestions here.
For many of Columbia's community members at the meeting, the discussion dealt with what former leadership roles these candidates should have.
I'm Rebecca Johnson, professor of veterinary medicine and nursing here at MU. I would like to emphasize that I think someone needs a terminal degree, again, whether that be an MD or a PhD. But this person needs more than anything to have the educational academic mission in his or her DNA so that they understand what it is we are here for.
The second question discussed at the listening session was what life or work experiences the candidate should have.
Hello, I'm Darrell Cook, and I'm with the Manitow County Extension Division. And I think that the president really needs to come from an environment that is extremely diverse. But, and I say that because we are an outlier. We're the farthest distance in this constellation of education. And we need someone who, in the president's position, who can acknowledge the existence of small places like Manitow County and the young people that come from there, because they'll end up being candidates, hopefully, for admission to MU.
The final discussion of the day is centered around what characteristics and traits the ideal candidate would have.
So my name's Emma. I'm a senior political science student and just signed on to do my master's here at Mizzou. I think that the president should have the want to talk to students and the want to be more than just a figurehead for the students. So have this president be someone who is willing to go talk to students, go into the student center and walk around and talk to students on all four of the campuses. Because as a student, you want a leader who you think cares about you, and the fact that students have no idea who the president even is, what they do, is a huge problem for the university.
The search committee discussed suggestions from these listening sessions with the University Board of Curators at its meeting in Rolla on April 14th and 15th, and approved a first draft of 12 qualifications, including an awareness of multicultural issues and a, quote, respect for the culture of public higher education. It will begin the process of seeking candidates in May. For KBIA, I'm Nick Kompel.
For the full list of qualifications, you can visit kbia.org. That's all for this week's exam. Thanks for listening.